and welcome to the Grand River Condo Procast. We are the Grand River chapter of the Canadian Condominium Institute. And this is a show for condominium owners, directors, managers, and professionals who want to learn more about what it takes to live and work while being successful in this world of condominiums. This Procast will gain you access to industry experts who know the ins and outs of condominiums. You'll also get answers from your peers about how they deal with everyday problems like pets, security issues, legal matters, and more. We have some great episodes in the works, and we can't wait to share them with you. Make sure to subscribe for future podcasts. And if you're not a member of CCI Grand River Chapter, make sure to head over to our website at cci-grc.ca to join. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Welcome to the CCI Grand River Podcast. I'm Michelle Dyer. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to RLB LLP for this awesome podcast studio. Without further ado, I want to tell you about my three guests. One's on the Communications Committee. One is the chair of the co-chair of the Education Committee. And the other one is the chair of the Membership Committee. I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell you which committees they are a part of.
So hi, my name is Shalyn Seabock. I'm a manager at RLB for the condo team, and I am the chair of the Communications Committee.
My name is Randy Rego. I'm a condominium manager with Wilson Blanchard Management. I am a co-chair of the Education Committee.
I'm Jeff Johns, condominium property manager with G3 Property Solutions out of the Brantford office, and I chair the Membership Committee.
Awesome. Well, welcome all three of you. Thank you so much for joining us today. So let's get down and dirty with the Education Committee. They got a lot going on this year. So let's start with Randy. December was the legal panel, which we ended up doing as a podcast, which was such a huge success. January, we had All Things Landscaping, which went okay.
We did that together.
That's why I thought it was excellent. And then February, we did Living in New Condos. Tell us a little bit about that one. Tell us a little bit about why that topic. What was the kind of premise of that one?
Well, sitting in the Education Committee with all of us in the committee, I can't remember who exactly brought it up, but just with all the new developments happening in the KW region, the towers being built, it was a great idea to put a session on where it was open to not only just board members, but new owners to the condominium community living in condominiums. And just putting a whole session around that and bringing attention and awareness to new owners that are living in those communities.
Buying a condominium, just sidebar now, but buying a condominium in a new build is very different than buying a condominium that's been around for a few years.
For sure. I mean, there's new build, you're going through Tarion and those sort of aspects. But I mean, also just people new to condominium living.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like your single family home. There's your documents to follow, your declaration, your bylaws, your rules that people need to get familiar with or not aware of, shared living spaces. So it brings a whole new awareness from single family to people maybe downsizing or being able to afford moving into a condo and what to expect with that.
Yeah, that's good. What's coming up in March?
March 20th. We don't have all the details finalized, but we're going to be talking.
Oh, it's March 23rd.
It's the 23rd?
22nd. Sorry, yes. Yeah, no, 22nd.
Yes.
I should probably know that.
I should know that too.
We're both supposed to be there.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about mental health.
I think it's
overdue. Especially recently what's happened in Vaughan. It's a hot topic right now, and I think it's something that needs to be talked about.
Yeah. And I think we're going to take that one and turn it into a podcast as well. So people that aren't able to make that session, we're able to follow it later on, because I think it's a really, in my personal opinion, it's a very important topic.
Absolutely.
And people need a lot of education on it, not just property managers or board members or owners, but even contractors. There's stuff in there that people aren't aware of from a contractual point of view, like as our guys' landscaping contracts. We may interact with owners that have challenges that we need to understand and be aware of as well.
Correct.
All right. It's a lot going on. All right, what's next? What are other things that we can look forward to in the next 6 months, 8 months?
One of my favorites, we got the annual golf tournament coming up.
Woohoo! That's the fun We had the golf committee chair, Brad, on last podcast, and that's the fun one.
Golfer as well, too.
Hey, longest drive. Thank you very much.
Did you? Oh, absolutely. Okay. Very good. Coming up for the rest of the year, I am drawing a blank, and I can't remember anything. I know we got a lot going on. We got a lot on the agenda, planning the rest of the calendar year.
What is the goal of the education committee? And I know it seems pretty simple to say, well, it's to educate, but I guess it is from all aspects, though.
Well, I mean, yes, education committee, we are trying to educate, you know, board members, even vendors, trying to reach out to the unit owners and getting people to come to these sessions, again, so we can educate them on what condo living is in different aspects. Whether it's dealing with your contractors, dealing with legal, living beside, you know, your neighbor.
Who's playing the stereo too loud.
For sure. And we do surveys and we reach out to our members to find out what are the hot topics, what, you know, what people want to learn about, what's pressing in their condo. So we try to make it as interactive as possible and try to reach out to them to find out what it is that they want to see at the CCI level as far as education is concerned.
That's good. And there is a nominal fee, is there not, to some of these education sessions? Some are free, some are, there is fees involved?
Correct.
Yeah.
The session in February, I believe, was free and there will be a price. But again, as a member, CCI member with those condos, the board members have a set fee, and then unit owners that belong to that condo also can take advantage of those prices as well, as long as the condo is a member.
Yeah. And what people should know too, just because I know of course there's a cost. It's to cover the room. It's
absolutely
to cover,
expenses.
Like, yeah, expenses. Yeah. And just so you all know, we don't get paid to be there.
No.
We don't get paid to
be
there.
The speakers aren't getting paid.
No,
you
know, there's none of that.
A lot of volunteer work going
There's
on.
A lot of volunteer work. Yeah. And as member of CCI, you know, we want to be there. We want to educate. I'm just speaking on behalf of contractors. I want a board to understand how it all works. I want a property manager to understand how it all works. As a former property manager, I wanted owners to understand how it all works. So the more we educate, the more everybody can work together cohesively to create a great community.
Absolutely. Not just for board members too, but I know at the session that we did, All Things Landscaping, there were quite a few vendors in the audience.
Yeah.
Right. And it's good for them to learn because, you know, being a vendor for a condo is a different animal.
Oh,
if we can say that right.
It is.
And when you
important.
Find those contractors that are familiar with condos and how to work with condos and unit owners, it just makes the whole process a lot easier.
Oh, for sure. And even, that is always a challenge. And coming from a vendor perspective, it's always a challenge to understand the divide. And I don't mean to make it seem like it's confrontational. It's not. It's when an owner comes out and says, oh, please don't touch my flower bed, to the board saying, you must touch the flower bed. Like, that's where it starts to as a vendor, you need to understand who, and again, for not creating confrontation, but you need to understand who's in control. You need to understand how it all works.
Right.
A lot of the vendors don't understand the declaration rules and bylaws.
Who owns what? Who's responsible?
That's
for
right.
What,
so
yes.
They need to take their direction from the property manager and or the board of directors, just depending on who's signing the contract and who's involved. Sometimes from our perspective, from a landscaping snow removal contract, we do have an on-site person, whether that be the property manager or be the board of director president or whomever is our contact, where they can report to us to say, hey, you know, you didn't salt that sidewalk. You know, or you hit that flower bed and you shouldn't have. Like, so it's nice to have that communication, but it's nice on our end, on the vendor end, to understand how it works so that when, you know, Sally in unit 23 calls and says, you didn't weed my garden, and then, you know, we don't have that con, we go in and weed her garden, then we find out, oops, that garden's hers and she should have weeded it.
That's right.
Oops.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's where it all comes part and parcel. And that's where the education committee really does well, at least in my opinion. It's to understand and really be diverse in the education sessions so that it includes property managers, board members, owners,
contractors. Yeah.
It's all encompassing.
Correct.
And I think if you're looking to join CCI Grand River, that is, to me, one of the biggest reasons to join. There's lots of reasons to join, don't get me wrong, but the education sessions are really this up here compared to some of the other ones I've seen throughout my work life.
Can I just say, don't think, Just join. There's so many good benefits.
It's really easy to do, too. You can even, like, click on the show page or click the link right to CCI Grand River, and you can join like that. It's so simple.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Randy. I appreciate it. All right. Jeff, let's talk about the membership committee, since that worked out really well, didn't it, how we just went into that? Let's talk a little bit about the membership committee. So your goal, obviously, is to increase membership.
Correct. Right?
So tell me a little bit about why, as a board member / property manager / owner / vendor, I should be a member of CCI.
Well, like Randy said, there's many benefits of education and training that owners, board members, contractors can obtain through the different courses and seminars that CCI offers. So I personally think it's a great asset for all those people to take advantage of.
And don't forget the networking. There's a lot of fun
networking things that go on as well.
That's it. So how is the membership committee working toward building members?
Well, one thing we're looking at doing here at the end of March, we're doing the KW Home Show. We're going to have a booth there.
Oh, great idea.
And we're also, at the end of April, we're doing the Brantford Home Show as well with a booth there.
Great idea.
To try and introduce, well, not only introduce, but just keep the name out there of CCI Grand River Chapter out to those areas to say, like, hey, come on. Hopefully people will come out. We can give them some information if they're not familiar, or just re-educate them, or just let them know that, hey, we're still out here and here's your opportunity to get some information. And these are some of the different things that'll be going on with CCI throughout the year.
And the advantages of being a member, right? Then you'll definitely promote that.
Yeah,
now, being at the home shows is a great idea because you've got a bunch of builders out there too.
Exactly.
So you go knocking on them doors.
Well,
you got
builders and landscapers and different trades, and you're potentially getting at different condo owners. And even if, say, you might even have tenants of people that are...
For sure.
That... Hey, they may learn something and they may pass it on to their owner of their unit and say, hey, here's some more information for you that might help you out as well.
That's a great idea. So are people going to be able to sign up at these shows? Like, are they, like, right then and there, they can sign up to be a part of the membership committee? That's great. That's a good idea. I like that. I'm very intrigued. We'll talk as I look at our videographer going, hey, remind me to ask about this. So what about some online presence? I see more and more, you know, if you follow our socials, we're seeing more and more, we're promoting the fact that, you know, become a member. Are we seeing more of that this year? Are we going to see that social media presence?
I would say so, yes. We have seen an uptick of close to 16% increase in membership this year versus last year. So we, as a membership committee, we have goals. I believe we've attained our goal for this year. Next year's
goal. For like 2023?
Yeah, for
ending
2023.
Okay, we need new goals. It's only March. Not even. Yeah, it's only March. Fiscally.
Well, we work hard at trying to get membership.
Yes, we do.
And in March, we're going to start preliminary discussions as a membership committee of what are some different things and ideas that we could maybe implement to try and increase membership even more.
Is there a target market members? Like, are you looking to see more membership in property managers, in vendors, in, like, is there any, or all of the above?
I would say all of the above. Of course, we want to try and get as many new owners as possible, but it's also good to get vendors and professionals and business people, like, just sort of grow it overall across the board.
Yeah. And then, as a member, and you've talked about a little bit about the advantages that we have as members, but is there anything that, as a member, that I can do to help the membership committee create more members? I know that's a very long question, but is there anything we can do as members to help?
I'm sure there is. I can't think of what that might be off the top of my head right now.
I'm going to say, do a podcast.
Yeah, people can always submit their suggestions, I guess, as well, online through the CCI email, things like that. And I'm sure the different committees would look at those suggestions, as depending on who it's applicable to, and and go from there.
I'm going to throw out an idea, and then you can bring it back to the membership committee.
Okay.
I'm going to throw out an idea, an incentive program, where if you bring in a new member, you get something.
Well, yeah, what we have right now for this year, with it being the fifth year, is there's a free membership to new condos.
See, that's important to say.
Okay. Yeah, that's something that we implemented this year. If you're a brand new condo or like first time CCI member, or you haven't been a member in a number of years, we are offering that first year free. Oh, after that, there's a cost,
yeah, of course,
but it at least allows them to get their feet wet, kind of thing, to see what CCI is all about.
Well, I think that's a great idea because it brings in new members and then they can see what CCI has to offer. And then if
exactly.
you're not a member after that, I think you're all nuts. Because you do. You need to be a member. You do. Like as a condominium, we can all attest to this. As servicing condominiums, it's really important we're members of CCI. There's a degree of professionalism being a part of this chapter, not to mention, like I said, the networking. There's a lot of advantages to membership.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. So then, now we're going to go over to Shailen here, who's going to tell us how are you communicating all of this to everybody?
Well, a lot of the stuff that Jeff kind of said we're doing through social media. So, yes, you asked about the social media presence.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole communications committee. We very much press the whole like, share, and subscribe, and share all of our posts on LinkedIn, Facebook, Insta. Twitter is not really that much use, but...
what do you mean it's not that much use? Is because did Mr. Musk upset us or what?
It just doesn't seem to get a lot of traction.
Okay.
LinkedIn seems to be our best platform. I think that's where a lot of the professionals are going to for information.
Of course.
And that kind of stuff. Although we do reach all of the main platforms, but I think we might be diving into TikTok as well.
I'm excited about
Hop on that bandwagon and see how that goes. Because really, social media, as much as we're trying to reach all of the different kinds of members out there, the owners of condominiums are starting to get younger. So we need to find different ways to attract and get our information out there to the people who don't read magazines or maybe go to home shows and that kind of thing, right?
Well, and TikTok's one of the biggest ways.
Biggest one, I know, right?
So going to dance. I'm telling you, every podcast we do, we're going to do a little TikTok dance. We're going to put it up there. I swear it's going to be a blast. I can't wait to see like the lawyers start
The auditors.
That's it. You know what? We'll do it beforehand so that everybody comes into the podcast, including myself, takes a deep breath because a little bit of nerves, right? When you're doing a podcast and they're not used to it. And even to this day, I still get a little nerves around doing stuff like that. So to do a little dance beforehand and post that on TikTok, that would relax everybody. And then, of course, Randy, you suggested shots of tequila.
I was going to say cheers or whatever, right?
Which Jeff said that he was into. So what else does the communications committee have on tap for this year? What are your goals?
Our goals is to still increase membership through that platform, of course. We put out blogs regularly as well that are written, a lot of them, by our professional committees, like our experts that we have as members, so that we know the condominium industry and we can kind of provide that insight as well as the advice of what people might be looking for, the contractors, the owners, the boards, the property managers.
The blogs are good. I like the blogs. Mm-hmm. It's a quick read. Most of them are really well written and is a quick read and just really informative.
Yep.
Right? How do it all plays out? All the committees all work together in sync. So we already heard the education committee followed by, you know, if you educate, the membership will grow, and then you communicate all of that, mm-hmm. right? So how do you see it from a big picture point of view for the next year? How do you see all of the committees working together?
Well, just listening to everyone, it's just a big circle, and they all kind of feed each other, really. Mm-hmm. You know, with membership, you know, as you're bringing more people on board, and I think the people that are involved with CCI, and I've said this at our education committee meetings, it's all about promotion. You got to sometimes put your sales hat on and just promote. Without promoting, without that, you know, letting people know, you're not getting new members, you're not getting people to come out to the education seminars, communications committee.
We're spreading the word.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're spreading the word, but if no one's, if you're not spreading to the right avenues,
right.
You're not going to get the members to sign up, mm-hmm. and you're not going to get the education seminars because, and I, you know, hate to put money on it, but you're not going to be able to afford it. You're not going to be able to rent the rooms to have these live education sessions or to have, you know, even the virtual ones. You're not going to have the resources to do that. So they all have to work part and parcel together, including all the other committees that we had on the previous podcast. Professional Partners Committee, the Golf Committee, the Conference Committee, all of that. Even that boring committee, which one's that one, with all of the policies and procedures, poor Chris Mendes. The Governance Committee. Yeah. Even the Governance Committee has to pay attention to what's going on in the market at the CAO level, at the CMRAO level, at CCI National, to understand and relate back down to our chapter so that we can increase membership, so
for
we
sure.
can communicate to the owners and board exactly. members and property managers. I think it all works part and parcel together.
I mean, as a property manager, maybe divulging a little bit of a secret here, when I'm working with a condo, and if it's a new condo, and working on the budget, the membership fee is minimal to their overall budget.
Tony,
you could probably attest to this. You audit a lot of these financials. And I basically tell boards, this is non-negotiable. There's so many good benefits.
Yeah.
So as you're bringing on new members, it helps the membership committee. And then new members, you're getting more people to come up to these sessions. There's, you know, more networking. So we're always just trying to branch out. But again, I always promote that to my boards. And I get a lot of my boards to come up to these different sessions, which just helps CCI in general.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just to touch upon, as a former property manager, when I would do budgets, the same thing. That CCI line item,
it's minimal. It's
a rounding error in some of the condos I used to manage.
It's a couple hundred dollars a year.
That's what I mean. That's a rounding error.
Depending on the size. If it's a small one, it's less than
It's less than
if
that.
If it's a larger one, it might be a couple hundred dollars a year. Well, a couple hundred dollars a year is no different than, say, renting a room for your annual general meeting.
It might even be cheaper, actually.
It's actually cheaper to do that.
Yeah.
And then guess what? You'd have professional partners to talk to that you could maybe get a room at a cost rate rather than paying that, because you now have a networking community that can help you get that AGM room, like RLB and our lovely podcast in the studio. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, to me, it's a lot. That line item could be, like I said, a rounding error.
Sometimes it's who you know, not what you know.
Well, that's it.
I know what we always press all the time is you want to go with professionals who understand the condominium industry, whether that be lawyers, engineers, auditors, you know, insurance, like all of those. And that's where all the members of the CCI, that's your direct link to finding those experts in the field.
And that's who board members should be leaning on, is those professionals.
Yeah, well, because they're educated.
Correct.
But like, as a vendor that services condominiums, I can tell you that I can tell the difference in a contract when I drive by a condominium with a vendor that isn't quite understanding what type of property it is. Whether that's a high-rise, mid-rise, or a townhouse, there is just a difference. It's a different animal than a residential or your typical rental apartment or that sort of, it's just a different animal. And there's a different expectation. And that's the other thing too. With CCI members, the education and communications and membership committees and all these other committees, it really does help to create expectations for the board members, for property managers, about what each and every element does.
Correct.
Meaning that if you're sitting in an education seminar and you're not sure if you should be in condominiums as a vendor, well, we saw that in all things landscaping.
Yes,
we had vendors come in and they pick my brain afterwards to discuss.
They're asking the right questions.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so what if I did this and what if I did that? There's also what the insurance is. There's a whole different insurance liability from a contractor point of view and from a condo for insurance. Like, it becomes a very different ballgame, you know, other than just shoveling residential driveways. So there is a big difference. And to have a network that you can fall upon that and call out people and say, hey, I'm part of CCI. I need some help. I need some guidance. Can you help me do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we're all here for, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can call Shannon and say, Shannon, I don't understand this audit.
And we'll help you with that.
And she'll help me with that.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, each and every one of you. Really appreciate you being here today. Shannon,
thank
Randy,
you.
Thank
Jeff.
You very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in. Remember, if you like us, click the like button. If you don't like us, don't tell anybody. Just tell us what we're doing wrong, and you can do that by clicking on the CCI Grand River link in the show pages.
Just like it.
I'm Michelle Dyer. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Please make sure to leave us a 5-star review on your podcast streaming app of choice, as it only helps promote the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another amazing episode, so stay tuned. We will see you then.